This summer, GE will move its corporate headquarters to Boston from Fairfield, where it's been since 1974. But GE's presence in Connecticut goes back almost 100 years. When GE bought one of its first factories in Connecticut in 1920, it wasn't because of taxes or quality of life. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports it was because of the Russian Revolution.
When the Bolsheviks overthrew the Tsar of Russia in 1917, they canceled the arms contracts he held with the weapons maker Remington, who had a factory in Bridgeport. Remington sold the factory, and GE bought it. For decades, it built appliances like electric fans, irons, and toasters. Now, this factory was big. It spread for 76 acres. That's about 58 football fields. At its peak, it employed thousands of workers. It even had its own bowling alley.
Pictures from, long ago show us lines of employees along the sidewalk coming in or out of work. It was a busy, busy place back then.
That's Adrienne St. Pierre. She's the curator of Bridgeport's Barnum Museum, and she studied the history of the factory. She's in front of the only thing that remains of the factory today. It's a wrought iron gate flanked by two brick guardhouses and a short stretch of wall. Beyond that gate is a 76-acre vacant lot that used to be the factory.
Well, it's a very stark landscape littered with broken brick, and rubble and, the odd plant that has sprung up there. It's quite a difference between what it used to be.
The factory may have been huge, but it wasn't GE's headquarters. Those were in upstate New York, where Thomas Edison founded the company in 1878. Later, the headquarters moved to New York City. Then, in the 1970s, it came to Fairfield, Connecticut, just one town over from Bridgeport. Fred Karstensen is an economist at the University of Connecticut. He says GE moved to Fairfield at a time when crime was on the rise in New York City.
It went through a long period when it was not an attractive place to be. It turned out being in Fairfield would reduce commuter times because so many of their executives already lived in Connecticut. So it was kind of a natural choice.
Karstensen says GE never had a close relationship with the state of Connecticut, and he's not surprised about the decision to leave. Last year, the company said it was unhappy with tax proposals in the Connecticut legislature. In a statement announcing the headquarters would move to Boston, GE's CEO Jeff Immelt said the city has a technologically fluent workforce. He also said it offers easy access to transportation through the city's Logan Airport. GE's Bridgeport factory closed in 2007, and it was torn down 4 years ago. St. Pierre says now that GE leaves for Boston, it's bittersweet to look back at the former site of the factory. She says she loves to study Connecticut's long industrial history, and GE has played a central role in that history.
It's sad, though, to think that they will be no more here. People were very sad to see this facility go down, and now with the headquarters leaving, that's, a nail in the coffin there.
GE will still have facilities across Connecticut that include Stamford, Norwalk, and Plainville. Immelt says no matter what, GE will always have some kind of presence in Connecticut. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.